pray for us. It's the first time Felicia is translating for me.
为我们祷告，因为我是第一次翻译。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Almighty God, our loving Heavenly Father, there is no God but you, the one and only true God.
全能神，我们慈爱的天父，只有你是唯一的真神。
There is no God like you who rescue sinners.
没有其他的神像你这样的拯救罪人。
Thank you that in this season of waiting for Christmas, we want to be reminded again of the great salvation you have given to us in your Son.
感谢天父，在这等待圣诞节的季节，我们再次纪念你借着你的儿子给予我们伟大的救恩。
Jesus, the Son of God, came.Into this sinful and broken world.
耶稣神的儿子进入了这个充满罪恶和破碎的世界。
He came to save us from our eternal damnation.
他把我们从永恒的咒诅中拯救出来。
We know our sins are many, but we thank you that your mercy is greater than our sin.
我们知道我们的罪过很多，我们感谢你，因为你的怜悯比我们的罪更大。
Father, you know every heart here this morning.
天父，你知道今天早上在场的每一个人心。
I ask that you care for each of their needs.
我求你关怀他们每一个人的需求。
Nothing is too difficult for you.
对你来说没有什么难的。
You care and love all who call upon you and come to you.
你关心并爱所有呼唤你并来到你身边的人。
In the name of the child that who came in Christmas, we pray, Amen.
奉圣诞节来临的耶稣基督名义，阿门。
I've asked Brother Bruce to come up and read from Luke 1 to 21.
我们请 Bruce 来念我们今天的经文。
请大家翻到路加福音的二章，我们来念一到二十一节。大家都翻到了吗？好，一到二十。好，当那些日子，凯撒、奥古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为殿客里没有地方。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布裹在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。凡听见的，就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见的，所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。满了八天，就给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。
Thank you, Bruce. Christmas is 1 week away.
再过一周就是圣诞节了。
The last two Sundays, we have heard about the hope And the peace that come from Christmas.
前两个星期天，我们听到圣诞节带来的盼望和安息的信息。
Today we want to expound on the joy of Christmas.
所以今天的信息是关于圣诞节的喜乐。
Now you just heard from Bruce that he read the account of Christmas from the book of Luke.
所以刚刚 Bruce 从路加福音中读出圣诞节的记号。
In describing this event, there is another verse in the Bible that says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4.
在描述这个事实，圣经还有另外一个经文，在加拉太书四章四节。
It says that, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law.
且至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，由女子所生，且生在律法以下。
The coming of God's Son, the day we remember as Christmas, happened at a certain time.
我们知道圣诞节那时刻，神子来临，就是神所说的时候满足。
The time which God says the fullness of time. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman.
所以当时候满足的时候，神派他的儿子由女子出生。
At the fullness of time, at the perfect timing, at the time appointed by God,It tells us that God has a timing in His doing.
所以时候满足，在完美的时机，在神所指定的时机，就这个就告诉我们是神是有时间的。
God has a plan and God has a purpose.
神有一个计划，他有个目的。
In everything God does, He does that with a purpose.
在神所做的一切事上，他都是有目的的。
God is not a random God, and He doesn't do things in random.
他不是一个随便做事随便的神。
So I want to remind you today that God is a God of purpose.
所以我今天要提醒你，神是他有个目的的神。
Whatever he does in this world or in your life, he has a purpose.
所以不管他在这世界上或在你生活上，他都是有他的目的。
When God deals with this world, when God deals with his creation, the Bible tells us that he has timing.
所以当神创造这个世界，当神完成他的创造的时候，圣经上告诉我们说他有他的时间。
There are certain things that are of great importance and we must not miss this.
有些事情非常重要，我们不能忽略这些。
After the creation, the coming of Jesus Christ into this world is hugely important event God did in this history.
这个不能忽略，就是在神创造世界以后，他的在历史上神做非常重要的事情就是
It is infinitely important is that the fact that Christ came into this world.
这个很重要的事情就是基督成为一个人来到这个世界。
The Bible says in the fullness of time, in the perfect time, God brought this event.
圣经上说在神的完美的时机，神把这件事情做成了。
In the perfect time, the exact time that God has planned from eternity past.
这是他完美的时间，他是从永恒的过去计划的时间。
God created the world, before God created the world, God planned for this.
就是在他创造世界以前，他已经计划好了。
And that event was fulfilled about 2,000 years ago, when God the Son, Jesus Christ, came as a baby born of Mary's womb.
然后这个时间是大约在2000年前、实现了，就是当神子耶稣基督从玛利亚的腹中出生。
So why is Christmas good news?
圣诞节为什么是个好消息呢？
In verse 9, we are told that God sent his angels to a group of shepherds.
在第九节，神派他的天使去见一群牧羊人。
Now at that time in Judea, the shepherds were considered people of low status.In the society.
那时候犹太地区的牧羊人是被社会认为非常低的人。
They were an educated bunch.
他们不是有受过教育的。
And they were not important people of the time.
他们也不是非常重要的人物。
And to these shepherds, God sent his angels.
但是神差派了他的天使到这些牧羊人中。
To these shepherds, God announced the great important news.
神向这些牧羊人宣告他最重要的消息。
Now, if you think about it, this is often the way God does things.
若你想一想，这通常是神做事的方式。
God does not choose those who are powerful or those who have great position who are glamorous to first hear the good news.
神没有选那些强大很有优势地位的人成为第一个听到好消息的人。
Instead, he chose the ordinary, low-class people to hear this great news.
相反的，他是选取普通的人，低阶，的人来听这个好消息。
And to these people, God sent his angel, God spoke, Fear not, I'll bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.
然后通过这些天使神说，不要惧怕。我报给你们大喜的信息就是关乎万民的。
Now in verse 15 we see the word angels.
在第十五节我们看到天使这个词。
The original Greek word used the word plural that says many angels.
在最初的希腊语使用复数就表示说许多的天使。
So although the speaking was done by one angel, but that night in that hill God sent multitude of angels.
虽然那一天晚上所说话的是只有一个天使，但是在野地里，神派了许多的天使。
The word used to describe the number of angels is the word to describe an army's camp.
那个词语“众天使”的意思就是军营。
And that gave us the image of how large the number of angels that night.
所以给我们看到天使的数量是有多么的大。
We can imagine that the sky must have been lit up.With brightness from this army of angels.
你可以想象天空被这些天使军队照亮了。
We can imagine how fearful the shepherd must have been.
你也可以想象牧羊人是多么的惧怕。
The angels of God are mighty creatures, mighty servant of God.
神的天使是强壮的，是神的大能的仆人。
We often see the picture of angels in greeting cards or in drawing like little chubby baby with wings. But that is not the accurate picture of angels of God.
我们经常看到图片或者贺卡上都有天使像个带着翅膀的小胖的婴孩，但这不是准确的。
The angels of God are mighty creatures.
神的天使是大有力量的创造者。
Do you know that in the Old Testament, one time one angel killed 200,000 of soldiers?
旧约圣经告诉我们，有一次神的天使杀死了将近200,000的士兵。
It would have been easy to imagine if we were just to see one angel, we would be afraid.
所以很容易想象，如果我们只要看到一个天使，我们就会非常的惧怕。
And here the shepherd saw a whole army of angels. They must have been really terrified.
但是在 这里牧羊人看到是一群的天使，他们一定是非常的恐惧。
The Bible says the angels brought to the shepherd good news.
圣经上说天使给牧羊人带来了好消息。
So why is this good news?
这是什么好消息呢？
The verse tells us the news is good because it brings great joy for all people.
好消息是因为是关乎万民的大喜的消息。
News is not good unless it brings something truly great.
消息不是好消，新闻不是好消息，如果它不是带着真正伟大的东西。
Here it says that the good news is about a great joy that people can have.
在这里他说好消息是因为人民都可以拥有的喜乐。
Not just a few people, but for all people.
不是少数人，而是所有人。
For many, many people, and many people can have this great joy.
是给很多很多人都可以拥有这个极大的喜乐。
And so the question is that, what is this good news of great joy for all people?
所以什么是给与人类带来巨大喜乐的好消息呢？
The next verse in verse 11 says, Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
下一节经文说因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督。
The verse is The reason for great news of joy for people is that a savior has been born, Christ the Lord.
这节经文说为人类带来大喜的信息是因为原因是主降生就是主基督。
The verse also says a savior was born in the city of David.
这位救主出生于大卫城。
For people of Israel at that time, when they hear the city of David, they understood it means something to them.
所以对以色列人来说，他们听到大卫城的时候，他们就了解这个含义。
It reminded them of the promise of Messiah.
这让他们想起，神给他们弥赛亚的诺言。
The people of Israel had been promised of Messiah long, long time ago.
很久以前，神给以色列人带了这个弥赛亚的诺言。
At long last, the promise of Messiah has come as a baby.
终于，应许的弥赛亚以婴孩的样式来了。
God the Son has come.
神子来临了。
He has taken up human's flesh and blood.
他成为人的形象。
So when they hear the city of David, when they hear the name of David, they are reminded of the promise of God.
所以当他们听到大卫城的时候，他们就想到神的对他们的应许。
So brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that our God, the true living God, is a God of promise.
所以兄弟姐妹们，我要提醒你们，我们的神真正永恒的神是个应许的神。
He is a God who fulfills His promise.
他是会履行他的诺言。
And all the promises in the Bible, you can trust.
你可以相信圣经上所说的一切应许。
Because he is just that kind of God.
因为他就是那种神。
God cannot lie and he does not forget.
他不会说谎，他也不会忘记。
God is trustworthy and he will not promise that which he does not do.
他是值得信赖的神，他不会答应他不做的事。
Now in verse 10 it says, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.
那第十节说，天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
This verse says about the great news of great joy, good news of great joy.
这节经文讲的是大喜的信息。
So now we ask, what kind of joy, what is the reason for this joy that is being mentioned?
所以我们想问是什么样的喜乐？这个喜乐的原因是什么
？What kind of joy is spoken here？
它的是怎么样描述这个喜乐呢
？Is it the feeling that you have when your job is great and your family is well？
是不是那种当你的工作还有家庭都很好带来的喜乐呢？
Is this the joy, the kind of joy when you have all your loved ones gathered together and eating and having good time?
或者当你和你所爱的人聚集在一起吃饭，享受过日子那种快乐呢？
Is it the joy when you have a good job promotion?
或者你在工作上，升级的时候？
Or the kind when you pass your exam, last exam, and you finally get your degree that you have worked for a long time?
或者当你通过了最后的考试，得到你辛苦了很久的学位的那种喜乐呢
？No doubt, those are happy occasions, and they are good and good to enjoy.
那些当然是好的时刻，他们也是我们可以享受的。
But the joy of Christmas is not like that.
但是圣诞节带来的喜乐不一样。
The joy spoken here is much deeper joy.
这里所说的喜乐是一个更深刻的喜乐。
I would say it is infinitely deeper.
我会说是无限深的喜乐。
It is a joy that is outside of this world.
这个是超越这个世界的喜乐。
It is a joy that is not measured in any physical or material sense.
所以无法用任何物质上的富有来衡量的喜乐。
In verse 11 it says, For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
十一节说在今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督
A similar verse in Matthew 1:21 say And she shall bring forth a son And you shall call his name Jesus For he shall save his people from their sins
马太福音第一章二十一节也讲同样的事情他将生一个儿子把你们你要给他起名叫耶稣因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来
Listen to thisIf humans have souls that will live forever, and the Bible tells us we have soul,
请听，人类拥有永生的灵魂吗？圣经说我们是拥有灵魂的。
If we have soul that will one day stand before God to be judged, and the Bible tells us we will be judged one day.
然后我们的灵魂有一天会站在神面前受审判的吗？圣经说，是的，我们某一天会受审判。
If this life we have is not only in this world,
如果我们这一生不仅仅在这个世界上
If there is a world to come
如果有一个将来的世界
，If we have a soul that will either live forever with God or forever in agony in darkness without God，
而且如果我们的灵魂要永远与神同住，或者是永远在没有神的痛苦和黑暗中
，If all this are true and the Bible assures us that they are，
如果这一切都是真的，而圣经跟我们保证这都是真的
，Then the joy of Christmas bring is a big joy。
那么圣诞节带领的喜乐就是一个巨大的喜乐。
This joy is infinitely big joy because it has to do with our eternal soul。
这个喜乐是一种无限大的喜乐，因为它与我们永恒的灵魂有关的喜乐。
The Bible tells us that all men have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God.
因为圣经跟我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Every single one of us here and everywhere else on this earth.
我们这里的每一个人和世界上的每一个人。
Every man and woman, babies and old men, Chinese, Indians, or African.All have sinned.
每个男人、女人、婴儿、老人、中国人、非洲人、印度人都是犯了罪。
And our sins have separated us from God.
然后我们的罪将我们与神分离了。
And because of sin, we are all under the wrath of a holy God.
因为我们的罪，我们都在神的愤怒之下。
So who is this baby Jesus who came?
那么这位耶稣是谁呢？
The Bible tells us he is the light of the world that has come into the world.
圣经告诉我他是来到世上的光。
He is the perfect one who has entered this world.
他是进入这个世界最完全的人。
He is the one who is without sin, who has come to rescue men from sins.
他是没有罪来拯救罪人免于罪的神。
The one who has made the earth and has now come to this earth.
他是创造世界，现今来到这世界的神。
He is the Word who became flesh and dwells among us.
他是成为肉体并住在我们中间的道。
He is not the powerless baby, but he is the King of all kings.
他不是那个没有能力的婴儿，他是万王之王。
He is the one whom waves and winds obey.
风和海也都听从他的神。
He is the one who hung the star and galaxy and named each one of the stars.
他是数点星辰，一一给他们起名的神。
He is the one whom angels bow down.
天使跪拜的那一位神。
He is the one whom every single knee here and everywhere else on this earth will one bow down.
他是将有一天在天上地下每一个人都会跪拜的。
Every knee here in this room will bow down to Christ one day.Whether you do it willingly or you are forced to bow.
在这个房间的每一个人，每一个膝盖，有一天都会向这个基督跪拜的。如就是你是情愿被跪拜，还是你被迫？
He is the one who has the key of life and death.
他是拥有死亡和阴间钥匙的神。
It is a great news of great joy because there is a Savior who has come.
这是一个非常大喜的信息，因为救主来了。
The Savior was born on that day.
救主出生在那一天。
And then we ask, why did Jesus who came? What did the Jesus who came do?
然后我们问，这个耶稣来了做了什么呢？
This baby of Christmas would grow up and would one day die on the cross and rose again.
这个圣诞节的婴孩耶稣会有一天长大，有一天在十字架上死，然后他会复活。
Brothers and sisters and friends, do you know what Christ is saving you from?
兄弟姐妹们，你们知道他把我们从什么拯救出来呢？
He does not save us from sickness, although he sometimes gives us healing.
他并没有拯救我们免于疾病，虽然他有时会为我们康复。
He does not save us from trouble, although he does that.
他也没有让我们免于麻烦，虽然有时他会。
He does not save us from sorrow, although he does comfort us.
他也不会使我们免于悲伤，但是他有时他也会安慰我们的。
But what he did was infinitely more than all of these.
他所做的比这些无限的多。
He saved us from our sin.
他把我们从罪孽中拯救出
来。He saved us from the wrath of God.
他救了我们脱离神的愤怒。
Because we all have sinned, and we are sinners, we are gripped by the power of sin.
因为我们都是陷入罪中， 我们是罪人，我们被罪的力量所抓住。
We cannot get ourselves out of the bondage of sin, and we are dead in sin.
我们无法脱离罪的捆绑，我们死在罪中。
For this, Jesus came.
为了这些，他耶稣来了。
He has done the greatest thing, the things that we cannot do by ourselves.
他做了最伟大的事情，我们自己做不到的事情。
He has done in rescuing us from darkness and bringing us to the kingdom of light of Him.
他把我们从罪黑暗中拯救出来，到带到他的光明中。
This baby who came on Christmas Day grew up to be savior for His people.
这个圣诞来临的婴儿。长大了，成为他子民的救主。
This little baby is God the Son, who came to save His people from sin and from the bondage of death.
这个小婴孩是神的儿子，他来是为了拯救他的子民脱离罪恶和死亡的捆绑。
God has come so that man who believes in Him can be reconciled to God.
神降临，以致相信他的人可与神和好。
In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 it says, For Christ also suffered once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God.
彼得前书三章十八节也说，因为基督也因罪而受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
There is a Savior who came to bring us to God.
有个救主将我们把带我们到神的面前。
It is a good news of great joy because the news has to do with the eternal destination for each one of us.
所以这是一个非常喜乐的好消息，因为这个消息是与我们每个人的永恒目的有关。
The Bible also tells us that this Christ who came is to deliver people from the fear of death.
圣经也告诉我们，基督来使人们摆脱对死亡的恐惧。
Hebrews 2:15 say, This Christ delivered all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
希伯来书也说，这个基督要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Each of us here has been held like slave to this one fear.
我们每一个人在这里都被死亡 的恐惧所 笼罩。
The fear of death.
你怕死亡吗？
Do you fear death?
你怕死亡吗？
I'm sure many of us do.
我相信每个人都很怕。
You are afraid to die.
我们都怕死。
I was once very fearful of death.
我以前也很怕死亡。
When my grandfather died, I was 11 years old.
我11岁的时候，我的爷爷过世了。
I stood beside his dead body and I was so afraid.
我站在他尸体旁边，我很害怕。
My grandfather, who one day was alive and breathing and was moving,
他曾经活着，呼吸并还可以动。
And he is now dead, not breathing and cold.
但是他现在死了，没有气息，身体也是冰凉的。
I was fearful of death.
我非常的害怕。
The Bible tells us that this baby of Christmas is come to deliver us, all of us who believe in Him, from the fear of death.
圣经上说，我们所有信他的人，这个圣诞宝贝是来释放我们对死亡的恐惧。
Because of this Christmas child, we do not need to fear death anymore.
因为这圣诞节的婴孩，我们不再惧怕死亡。
We do not fear death because we know where we'll go when we die.
我们不怕死亡，因为我们知道我们死后会去哪里。
We have the certainty, we have the assurance that we will be in heaven with God when we die.
我们确信也有把握，当我们死的时候，我们将与神同在天国。
So this morning I want to ask you this.
所以今天早上我想问你。
Are you His people?
你是人神的子民吗？
Do you belong to Jesus Christ?
你属于耶稣基督吗？
If you are, you have to be so glad, so joyful, because He rescued us from eternal separation from God.
如果你是他的孩子的话，你一定要非常非常的喜乐，因为他把你从神的永恒分离中解救出来。
He saved us so we can become God's sons and daughter.
他拯救了我们，所以我们可以永远成为神的儿女。
Forever, years without end.
永永远远没有尽头。
But if you today you do not know where you are in relation to this Christ,
但是如果你今天不知道你跟这位基督的关系，
if today you are afraid to die because you do not know where you will be,
如果你今天还对死很恐惧，你不知道你将来去哪儿，
I want to ask you to do this.
我请你这样做。
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and your sin, which are many, will be wiped clean.
你要相信主耶稣基督，因为你的罪孽将会被洗净。
To everyone who calls on the name of Christ will be saved from sin.
凡呼求基督之名的人，他会将你从罪恶中拯救出来。
You will have eternal life with God one day if you put your trust in Christ Jesus, the Christ of this Christmas.
如果你相信这位圣诞节的基督，有一天你将与神永远同在。
In verse 18, it says that, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherd told them.
那十八节说，凡听见的就，诧异，牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
In verse 18, the original Greek words used the word wonderment.
在第十八节，希腊原文使用迷异这个词。
Do you wonder when you hear this good news of great joy?
所以当你听到这个令人喜乐的好消息，你有没有这个诧异呢？
Today, when you hear the good news, is your heart filled with a sense of wonderment?
所以今天当你听到这个好消息的时候，你的内心是不是充满了惊奇呢？
Is your heart still touched every time you are reminded of the mystery of incarnation?
所以当你想到这个神秘道成肉身的时候，你是不是有一个充满心里充满感动？
So here this morning, I pray that your heart will be filled with a sense of wonder, sense of awe.
所以我今天为我祈祷，我们每一个人，都心里都会充满这个惊奇还有敬畏的感觉。
We must remember and remember.
我们必须时常的记住。
We need to be reminded again and again, lest we fall away.
我们需要一次又一次的提醒我们自己，不至于跌倒。
Lest we forget the greatness of this salvation.
我们不至于忘记这个伟大的救恩。
Lest we become so casual about this salvation.
不至于我们对这个救恩有随意感。
Lest we consider this salvation something that is boring.
不至于我们对这救恩很烦。
This joy of Christmas.
这个圣诞节的喜乐。
This is the joy that you can have even when everything around you is so dark.
这个喜乐是你可以拥有的喜乐，虽然你周围一切都是非常的黑暗。
When everything in your heart is breaking.
当你的心被破碎。
When tears are much and the night is long.
眼泪许多，夜晚太长。
It is the joy that is deep in your soul even when you soak your pillow with tears.
即使你的眼泪浸透了枕头，这是喜乐会出于你灵魂的深处。
It is the joy that cannot be taken away, even when the worst thing happened to you.
即使发生了最糟糕的事情，也是不能带走的喜乐。
It is the joy that not even death can take it away.
即使死亡也无法消除它的喜乐。
It is a true and lasting joy.
这是一种真实而持久的喜乐。
Now, how does this joy of Christmas apply to us day by day?
那这今天这个圣诞节喜乐如何适用我们每一天的生活呢？
The joy of Christmas is the joy that is here and yet is not yet complete.
这个圣诞节的喜乐也是在世的喜乐，但尚未完成。
It is we experience it now for a part, but one day it will be fully complete.
所以我们现在体验的只是它的一部分。可是有一天它会完整。
Because we live in a fallen world.
因为我们生活在一个堕落的世界。
In a sinful world.
一个罪恶的世界。
The world in which things do not work as they should.
一个不是它该有样式的世界。
The world that has been damaged by sin.
是被罪所毁的世界。
So the truth is this, the life has time of happiness and time of sorrow.
所以事实是这样的，在我们生活上有幸福的时光和悲伤的时候。
In every life, in your life, in your family life, there will be rains and there will be winds that come.
在每一个生命中，在你的生活中，在你的家庭中，都会有风和雨的时光。
So, if your life is easy now,
所以你现在生活很轻松。
If your life is having a good time now, you must be thankful.
如果你的生活现在过得很愉快，你必须要感谢。
Praise God for that.
赞美神。
But always remember that a good time is not permanent.
但永远记住，美好时光不是永久的。
Even your good time is often tainted with heartaches and frustrations and sadness.
即使你的美好时光也是经常被心痛、挫折和悲伤所污染。
And what you have now is not the ultimate joy. It's not. It is temporary. It is not lasting.
所以你现在拥有的不是那个最终的喜乐，是暂时的，它不会持久的。
So when things are well, remember the goodness of God.
所以事情顺利的时候，要记住神的良善。
Do not forget His kindness. Do not be proud. Do not forget your salvation.
不要忘记他的慈爱，不要骄傲，不要忘记你的救恩。
And when you are in a good time.Prepare yourself for the difficult time.
所以当你处于在安逸的时候，要在困难的时候做好的准备。
Growth in God's truth so that when the bad time comes, you can stand in the trials.
在神的真理上长进，当困难来临的时候，你可以站得稳。
When I was younger, when I was in high school, I felt that things are always easy.
当我在高中的时候，我时常觉得事情都是很容易的。
Now that I've lived longer, I see that lives are complicated.
当我活得久了一点，我就发觉生活很复杂。
There are time of ease, but there are times of difficulties.
有时候会很容易，可是有时候也会有很多困难。
So in your good time, remember also the joy of Christmas.
所以当你享受美好时光的时候，要记住圣诞节的喜乐。
In your good time, you also need this eternal joy.
当你在美好时光的时候，你也需要这永恒的喜乐。
If your life is going through a period of mundane or routine,
但是如果你现在经历的生活是一般平凡和常规的时间
，Every day you do the same thing,
每天你都做同样的事情
，You change your baby's diapers, help your children to study,
你换宝宝的尿布。帮孩子做他们的功课。
Or you go to classes and study for your exams.
或者你上课学习考试。
Or you just do your routine things in your job.
或者在你在工作上做日常事务。
Or you do the same things over and over again in your retirement.
或者你退休然后一次又一次做同样的事情。
In this moment too, you must look up to God.
所以在这一刻，你也必须仰望神。
With the eyes of faith, see and experience this joy, the joy of Christmas.
凭着信心之眼看到并体验这个喜乐，这个圣诞节的喜乐。
The joy of salvation that you have in Jesus the Lord.
你在主耶稣基督里得到救恩的喜乐。
In the time of routine.You also need this joy of Christmas.
所以在平凡生活中，你也需要圣诞节的喜乐。
Now, if you are going through a difficult time,
但是如果你现在正经历艰难时期
，time of sorrow and sorrow on top of sorrow,
悲伤的时候，悲伤上的悲伤。
When you go through hours of sorrow, or months of sorrow, or even years and long years of sorrow, you need to remember this joy of Christmas.
当你经历几个小时或者几个月，甚至多年的悲伤，你要记住这个圣诞节的喜乐。
Your marriages may be hard.
你的婚姻可能有很多挑战。
Your children may be breaking your heart.
你的孩子可能会伤到你的心。
Or your health may be failing.
或者你身体很脆弱。
Or you may be looking for a job and do not have a job.
或者你没有工作。
Or whatever you're going through, brother and sister, by faith, remind yourself of this joy of Christmas.
无论你经历的是什么，弟兄姊妹们，我们都要凭着信心提醒自己圣诞节的喜乐。
Because your sorrow is short-lived.
因为你的悲伤是短暂的。
And this temporary sorrow is nothing compared to the eternal.Hope.
这个短暂的悲伤与永恒的盼望无可相比。
Because you have a home in heaven, a everlasting home with God, your Savior.
你在天国有一个家，永远与神。
I have told you this before. I have a sister who has been severely handicapped since she was very young.
我不知道我们跟你说过，我有个从小一直严重残疾的妹妹。
She fell when from her bed to the floor when she was 2 months old.
当她两个月大的时候，她从床上跌倒到地板。
Today she is 53.
她今年53岁。
She never held a job.
她不能担任任何工作。
She cannot walk without help.
她也不能没有帮助走路。
Others have to help her with bathing or changing her clothes.
其他人必须帮她洗澡或换衣服。
She probably has only have the IQ of second or third graders.
她只 大概只有两年级或三年级的智商。
But she is a believer in Christ.
但是她是基督徒。
Now I want to ask you this. People in this condition, can they have joy?
我想问你，在这种情况的人，这种情况下的人，他们能有喜乐吗？
Can they have hope?
他们可以有希望吗？
Yes.Certainly they can.
是的，但是他们可以。
Her hope is in Christ. Her hope is in the eternal life.
她的盼望是在基督里，她的盼望是在永生。
Now, in fact, her hope is not any different from yours or mine.
事实上，她的希望和我们的希望没有不同。
Her hope is not different from anyone else, rich or poor, physically healthy or handicapped, whether you have IQ of 10 or 200.
他是希望跟其他任何人，不管你是富人或穷人，身体完好或者有病，或者智商是十或二两百，都没有区别。
The foundation of Christian hope is very deep.
基督徒盼望的根基是非常的深。
It is founded in eternal life.
它建立在永恒上。
So every time when I have conversation with my sister, I reminded her often.
每次我跟我妹妹交谈的时候，我时常提醒她。
I reminded her of this great joy that Christmas brings.
我提醒她圣诞节带来的伟大的喜乐。
I remind her that because of this baby of Christmas, one day she will be able to run and dance and will be able to do everything that she cannot do now.
我提醒他，因为这圣诞节的婴孩有一天他将能够跑步和跳舞，他也可以做他现在一切不能做的事。
As I said before, the joy of Christmas is a joy that is here, but it's not yet fully complete.
正如我以前 说的，这里的喜乐是一种尚未完全的喜乐。
The joy of Christmas is a joy in hope.
这个圣诞节的喜乐是指望中的喜乐。
In Romans 12:12, it says that rejoice in hope.
罗马书十二章十二节说，在指望中要喜乐。
In Luke 10:20, it says that rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
路加福音十章二十节说，你们要喜乐，因为你们的名字记录在天上。
Your sorrow is temporary.
你的悲伤是短暂的。
Because Christmas, you have hope of an eternal joy.
因为圣诞节你们有永恒喜乐的盼望。
So brother and sister, fill your heart and mind with this joy.
主内的弟兄姊妹们，用这种喜乐充满你的心灵和思想。
Remind yourself, preach to your soul the joy that Jesus brings to you.
提醒自己，传达给你自己的灵魂耶稣所带来的喜乐。
By faith, look and anticipate.That when your sorrow and tears, that day when the sorrow and tears will be wiped away.
所以凭着信心，期待那一天，你的悲伤和眼泪都会被挪去。
In the midst of tears, your heart can have joy.
在眼泪中，你的心可以得到喜乐。
Knowing that because of Christmas, God has prepared a place where you will be with Him forever.
因为基督的降临，神已经预备了一个。你跟他永远在一起的地方。
That day, your joy will be complete.
那一天，你的喜乐就会完成。
Because of Christmas, because of what Jesus has done, you have an eternal home.
因为圣诞节，因为耶稣所做的事，你有一个永恒的家。
A place where there will be no tears and no sorrow.
一个没有任何眼泪和悲伤的地方。
You will be with God, your eternal treasure.
你会将与神你永恒的宝藏在一起。
And one day, your joy will overshadow every sorrow that you have now.
有一天，你的喜乐将会遮盖你现在所有的悲伤。
There is a verse in 2 Corinthians 6:10 that is incredible.
哥林多后书六章十节有一个经节是非常的美妙。
God says through Paul,
神经过保罗说
Paul wrote that he was sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
保罗写的他似乎忧愁但却有喜乐
Sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
似乎忧愁但常常快乐的
That summarizes what a true Christian life is.
这总结了真正基督徒的生活
We can be sorrowing and yet rejoicing.
我们可以悲伤但却有喜乐
Sorrow in the difficulty we face, but behind that sorrow is a deeper joy.
当我们面临困难的时候，在悲伤的背后却是一个更大的喜乐。
The joy that comes from the fact that we have eternal home.
我们拥有永恒家园的事实带来的喜乐。
The joy knowing that heaven is our final home. This is only temporary home.
这种喜乐是知道我们知道天堂是我们永恒的家，这世界只是短暂的。
Christmas also brings us a great joy because this child of Christmas promises to be with us.
然后这个圣诞的喜乐也是因为基督承诺他常与我们同在。
While you go through life on this earth, He is the Emmanuel, God with us.
不管你在生活过是怎么样的生活，他是以马内利。
God is with us every day, every second, every moment.
就是神与我们同在，每一天、每一秒、每一刻都在跟我们在一起。
And this God does not sleep and does not slumber.
然后我们的神不打困，也不睡觉。
So if you are going through a difficult time now, the Bible wants us to remember that what you are going through is very small compared to what God is doing through that.
所以如果你现在正经历一些艰难时期，圣经要提醒你，你所经历的艰难和神要通过这些事情所做的相比是非常小的。
God allows what you are going through.
是神允许你现在经历这些事情。
Let me repeat, God has allowed what you are going through.
让我重复，是神允许你经历这些事情。
Your sorrow is producing something more lasting, more deeper in your lives.
你的悲伤会产生更持久、更深刻的东西在你身上。
Listen to 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18.
聆听这一点，哥林多后书四章十七到十八节。
For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
我们这短暂而轻微的苦楚是为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
因为我们不是顾念看得见的，而是顾念看不见的。原来看得见是短暂的，看不见的才是永恒的。
When you go through a difficult time, a time of affliction.
当你经历痛苦时刻。
First remember that it is momentary.
第一个要记住，它只是短暂的。
It is a short compared to the eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
跟那个极重无比永远的荣耀相比，它是如何的短暂。
Second, it is light compared to the weight of glory that your sorrow is producing.
其次，你的苦楚和产生的荣耀相比，它是轻微的。
God is doing something.
神在工作。
Of course, you cannot see what is doing right now.
当然你的眼目看不到神在做什么。
You cannot see with your eyes what God is doing through your sorrow.
你的眼睛现在看不到他经过你的悲伤是在做什么。
But remember, God is sovereign and He is good.
但要记住他是有主权的，他是良善的。
He sees your sorrow, He knows your tears, and He numbers them.
他看到了你的悲伤，他也数算你的眼泪。
He is doing something in your sorrow.
他在你的悲伤中行他的大能。
He is doing something big and lasting through your sorrow.
他所做的是极大的、持久的大能。
And when you remain faithful to God in the midst of your sorrow, you bring glory to Him.
所以当你在悲伤中仍然信神的话，你就会将荣耀归给他。
You are saying that you treasure God above and more than your suffering.
你表明你珍惜神多过于你的痛苦。
And I believe this, in the midst of sorrow, God gives you the joy in hope.
而且我非常的深信，在你的悲伤中，神会赐给你充满盼望的喜乐。
This joy is the joy that the angels announced on the first Christmas day when Christ came into the world.
那这个喜乐就是天使宣布的那个喜乐，圣诞节那一天基督降临世界的事。
As followers of Christ, Christmas reminds us again and again that we do not live for that which is temporal.
作为基督徒的门徒们，圣诞节一次又一次的提醒我们，我们不是为这个短暂的东西而活。
We look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
因为我们不是顾念看得见的，而是顾念看不见的。看得见的是短暂的，看不见的才是永恒的。
The things that you see with your eyes, including your trials and your sorrow, they are just temporary.
你眼睛所看得见的，东西，包括你的试炼，还有你的悲伤，他们都是短暂的。
They will come to an end one day.
他们将会有尽头。
But the things that are unseen are eternal.
但是看不见的东西是永恒的。
Your salvation is eternal.
你的救恩是永恒的。
Your home in heaven is eternal.
你天国的家也是永恒的。
God is eternal.
神是永恒的。
Your promise in Christ is eternal.
你在基督里的应许是永恒的。
And your reward in heaven is eternal.
你天国的奖赏也是永恒的。
The joy Christmas have is ultimately anchored in something eternal.
所以基督徒所拥有的喜乐，最终是固定在永恒的东西上。
The joy that cannot be destroyed.
无法毁灭的喜乐。
The joy that cannot be taken away from you.
无法从你身上夺走的喜乐。
No tragedy.
没有悲剧。
No sickness.
没有疾病。
No people.
没有任何人
No Satan
也没有撒旦
Not even death can take away this
甚至没有死亡可以带走的喜乐
When you are sick You pray for healing and it's good
当你生病的时候 你可以祷告得医治的
But that healing will one day gone away too
可这个医治也是短暂的
After you are healed Eventually one day you are going to die
因为最终我们还是逃避不了死亡。
When you need a job, God wants you to us, but that too does not give us lasting jobs and lasting hope and lasting happiness.
所以，或者你需要工作的时候，神也要我们求，但是这也不是给我们持久的希望和持久的幸福。
The best holiday,
最好的假期。
The best food,
最好吃的东西。
The best pleasure, they are very limited in time and enjoyment.
连最后。最好的享受都是非常有限的，都可以被挪走的。
Christianity is a faith of joy.
所以基督教是一个快乐的信仰。
It's a deep, deep joy.
是一个非常深深的喜乐。
There is no deeper joy than the joy of eternal life.
没有比永生的喜乐更深刻的喜乐。
The joy of Christmas is very deep because it is founded on the promises of eternal life.
圣诞节带来的喜乐是非常深刻的，因为是它建立在我们永生的应许之上。
So, because of Christmas, because of this child of Christmas, our joy cannot be destroyed.
所以，因为圣诞节，因为这个圣诞节的婴孩，我们的喜乐不可，坚不可摧。
It cannot be taken away from us.
永远不能被拿走的。
No sorrow, no disappointment, no sickness, no nothing.
没有悲伤，没有绝望，没有疾病，没有任何东西。
Nothing, not even death, will be able to take away this true joy that Christmas brings.
甚至死亡也无法带走圣诞节来的喜乐。
Because of Christmas, God has come.
因为圣诞节，神来了。
Emmanuel.God with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
We have hope that God is leading us. He is protecting us. He is walking with us, and He is helping us.
我们有盼望，神会带领我们，保护我们，与我们同行，帮助我们。
His strong hands are holding us.
他强力的手在抱着我们。
Every day, every second, He is with us.
每一天每一刻，他都与我们同在。
And He knows everything you are going through.
他也非常的了解你经历的一切。
And God is sovereign over your situation.
然后他对你的现在的情况是有主权的。
Everything that happens to you happens because He allows it.
发生在你身上的一切事情都是因为他允许的。
Everything he allows, he has a purpose.
他允许的一切都是有他的目的的。
For those who belong to Christ, we know beyond shadow of doubt that everything, all the good and not so good things, they work together for our good.
所以对于我们这些属于基督的人，我们毫无疑问的知道，一切包括所有好或者不是那么好或者坏事，万事都互相效力，为你得益处。
For your ultimate good and for your eternal good.
为你集中的益处，为你永恒的益处。
Because of Jesus of Christmas, our destination is sure.
因为圣诞节的耶稣，我们最终目的是安全的。
In the end, at the end, we win.
最终我们是得胜的。
In the end, we can look back to this life and know that we can see that everything that happened is totally worth it.
当我们回顾这一生的时候，我们知道，任何事情发生在我们身上是完全值得的。
All that we are going through, they are totally worth it.
我们所经历的一切都是值得的。
Because they are working together for our good.
因为他们发生全是为我们的利益。
And for His glory.
和神的荣耀。
Now I want to end this by telling you a true story to illustrate what a true Christmas joy is.
最后我想分享一个真实的故事来说明真正的喜乐是什么。
Horatio Spafford was born in 1828.
斯比福他在1828年出生。
He was a quite successful lawyer in Chicago.
他是芝加哥一个非常成功的律师。
He was also a committed Christian that supported many gospel ministry.
他是也一个非常坚定的基督徒，支持很多福音事工。
He invested heavily in Chicago real estate.
他投资了芝加哥的房地产。
And during the Great Fire of Chicago in October 1871, he was wiped out financially.
在1871年10月芝加哥大火期间，他的经济上损失了很多。
Then in 1873, he and his family were planning a visit to Europe.
在1873年，他和他的家人计划去欧洲旅游。
He was delayed by business concerns, so he sent his family, his wife,on this ship called Villa de Havre.
因为生意的问题，他就耽误了，所以他先把他的家人送上这个海洋客轮，叫做 Villa de Havre.
Midship, the ship was struck by another ship.
在海洋中，这艘船被另外一艘船击中。
The ship.Quickly sank, resulting in the death of 226 people.
船快速的沉没，导致226个人死亡。
And among them were four daughters of Spafford.
其中就是他有他的四个女儿。
Spafford's wife survived the wreck and sent a telegram.
斯比福的妻子在沉轮中他的救就是他没有死，然后他发出了一个电报。
She said, "Safe alone."
然后上面只说独自保救。
Spafford boarded a ship to join his wife in England.
斯比福登上一艘船去英国跟他妻子团聚。
And he asked the captain of the ship to point out the location where the wreck that has taken the life of his daughters.
然后他要求船长指出那。夺走他女儿生命的沉船的地位。
And when they came to that place, he stood on the deck, contemplating the terrible things that happened to his family.
当他来到那个地方的时候，他在甲板上思考发生在他家里的一切的不幸的事情。
But then, sustained by faith, knowing that his daughters were not at the bottom of the ocean, but would rather be at the bosom of the Heavenly Father.He went back to his cabin and wrote this song.
后来因为他的信仰，他坚信他的女儿不是在海底，而是在天父的怀里。他回到船上小屋里，写下这首诗。
The song that we have sang last week.
就是上个星期我们所唱的这首诗歌。
When peace like a river attended my way.
有时想平安如江河平又稳。
When sorrows like sea billows roll.
有时悲伤来自浪滚。
Whatever, my Lord, God has taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
不 不论何情况，主已教导我说，我心灵得安宁，得安宁。
The Christ of Christmas bring joy that cannot be destroyed.
圣诞节的基督带来无法毁灭的喜乐。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Loving God, I thank you for Christmas.
爱我们的神，我为了圣诞节感谢你。
Thank you for the baby of Christmas who is the king of the universe.
感谢圣诞节带来的宝贝，他是宇宙之王。
Give us joy, give us peace, give us the strong assurance that we are well in you.
赐给我们喜乐平安，给予我们强烈的把握，我们在你里面是美好的。
You have assured us that you are with us now and forever.
你向我们保证，你现在和永远都和我们都和我们同在。
This Christ of Christmas has given us the greatest joy.
这个圣诞节的基督给我们最大的喜乐。
The joy that no one and no circumstances can take away.
没有人也没有任何情况可以带走的喜乐。
In the name of Christ of Christmas we pray.
以圣诞节的基督为名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.